Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to provide this little update. Today's episode was recorded back in October, and a lot has shifted and changed in my world since then. I'm still taking a break in December, but the universe intervened early, and I've actually been winding down behind the scenes for a little while now. In that space, Chris, my spiritual support team, has already been showing me what's next, and I am so excited. Suffice to say, for now, there are some big changes coming in 2020. Rest assured, the Guided Collective podcast will be back in January 2020, and I'm looking to introduce a new way to go in deeper to the forecasts in your own life that will also allow you to work more closely with me as you do. I'm still working on the back end of this, and no doubt my December break will take me further and Chris will show me more, but I'm hoping to make an announcement on this shortly. If you're called to or you're not already, please consider signing up to my newsletter. That is always where you'll hear about announcements first. And then, of course, I'll be sure to share the update on this on socials as soon as I can. I have also opened up my calendar for a very limited amount of Path and Purpose sessions with me in January. Because of some of these changes that I'm looking to bring in 2020, I'm really not sure if these will continue to be offered, or at least offered publicly. So if you desire guidance for 2020 and beyond, please consider booking in now. These January sessions won't last, and I know that 2020 is bringing in new ways to work with me. I don't know that this will be one of them. So, for now, let's get into today's episode. It includes the December forecast and a little forecast for each week of the month ahead. Enjoy. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. You guys, I cannot believe that I am recording the December monthly forecast. We are now officially in the final month of 2019, and in fact, the final month of the decade. So, yeah, it feels like this is a big kind of month, but not necessarily big in the way that we may be thinking. Instead, there's almost a continuation here of some of the themes that were coming up in November. Now, I am still on my recording mission. I am recording this in late October because if you remember in November, while I was channeling the forecasts, I realized, you know what? I actually probably need a break from podcasting, which I absolutely do. I need a break from a lot of things in my world right now, and just to recover from what has been an incredible year so far, and especially at the point of recording this in late October, it has been amazing. And so actually I am recording the monthly forecast in advance, and I am planning on taking a break from podcasting for a bit. And this is going to make even more sense when I tell you the theme and the cards that I have chosen, or rather that jumped out of the deck. for the month ahead. So consider this the wrap up to, let's call it, a very long extended season one of the Guided Collective podcast. I will be back at some point in the new year, but I want to really reconsider the best use of this podcast. There is some, you know, we've been talking over the last couple of months of the seedlings and the new beginnings and all of the ideas and all of the things. I want to listen to that guy too. I want to create enough space for spirit to really give me the next instructions for this podcast. So today, as I say, will be the last one for 2019, and you will hear from me in 2020 when the Guided Collective podcast kicks off again. So that being said, I am only delivering the monthly forecast for December. And the cards that I have pulled are Trust and Restore. And I kid you not, these are literally the two cards. I was sitting here thinking, will I do it? Will I take a pause? What is December about? And I turned over these two cards and realized, yes, if the theme is trust and restore, I am going to trust and go and restore. And so I'm taking December off. So let's have a look. This is actually now many weeks running where we've had multiple cards. And as I've said in the last few episodes, the individual meanings are useful, but the combined meaning of these two cards is what is important. So it's not the first time in recent weeks that we've had the Trust card. We had it in mid-November. And this card is always about trusting ourselves, trusting our guidance, trusting the timing, the vision, trusting life. And the image on this card in the Little Sage Oracle deck is a woman landing on a safety net. So there is a feeling here, a theme here that we will be caught, we will land, we will be held and supported by the universe. And can we trust our own safety nets? We also have the Restore card. And so over the last few weeks, I've been talking about the guidance cycle and the clearing, healing, restoring before we manifest. And so there's almost been this winding down in November, even though, particularly in Australia, this can also be a very busy time for people. So there's this need to be winding down or a need to restore. And that will be quite challenging, of course, because life may be asking us or inviting us to be doing a lot, to be tending to a lot. But actually, this energy is really about restoring. There is a punctuation mark here. The month of December naturally, obviously, is the end of the calendar year. But if you've been listening throughout the year, you've heard me say multiple times, spirit doesn't have a clock. It doesn't have our calendar. And so, of course, we can be looking at the calendar going, well, of course we need to slow down, Helen. It's the end of the year and there's holidays and there's this and there's that. But actually, from spirit's perspective, that doesn't factor in. It is that energetically there is a need here to restore. Now, restore doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as rest. The Restore card is actually about bringing balance, vitality, energy back across our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual or energetic bodies. We need to restore physically. And particularly as this is a very busy time with holidays and Christmas and all of the functions and all of the activity that comes with this time of year, if we are restoring physically, we need to be thinking about our diet and sleep. We need to be thinking about just the amount of rest or yin yoga or some kind of gentle restorative activity rather than constant output and constant busyness. if we're thinking of restoring mentally, how do we restore our thinking? How do we give our brain a rest after working all year, after all of the decisions and the thinking and the plotting and the planning? And in particular, as a parent, my children school will finish up this week for us at the end of this week. And so there's part of me that's like, oh my God, thank goodness, I don't have to manage four people's calendars and who's coming and going and who's doing the pickups and the drop-offs and where any one family member needs to be at any given point. The mental load is real. Yes. And so, and this is true even for non-parents, just generally in our world, the mental load is immense, and particularly if you are a woman. So we're being asked to restore that. Can we take out time? Can we stop thinking, stop making decisions for a period here? We can restore emotionally. Can we laugh more? Can we have more joy? Certainly at this time of year, depending on your viewpoint, in theory, this is a time for family and joy and that holiday message that comes with it. Sometimes that's not the reality. The holidays can also come with sadness and grief and bereavement. The holidays can come, like I've said, with just sheer exhaustion of fulfilling all of the commitments and expectations that can come with it. And so really, what is required for us to stay emotionally well? And then we also need to restore spiritually. And so that could be things like Reiki, kinesiology. It may be sitting in meditation, in communion with our spirit guides, journaling, oracle cards, whatever it might be for you. Actually, I just saw the picture of swimming. So I will be taking that on board this month. I intend on doing a lot of swimming in our family pool. So, like I said, it's the combined meaning of these things. And to put these two messages together, there is definitely a theme as we enter the month ahead that we trust the importance of restoring. And I've been hinting at this in each of the forecasts over recent weeks, particularly throughout November, that the guidance cycle tells us that we need to clear, let go of who or what is no longer serving us. We then need to heal who or what we've let go of, or to heal what we've noticed remains. Maybe there's some repairing or some patch-up work that's required. And then when our container, now remember I've been talking about containers a lot in recent weeks, but as we've been clearing out the container, as we've repaired the container, we're able to fill that container up even more. And that's what the restore card is about. So we need to trust that we've been doing the work in recent weeks, that we've been following guidance, listening to guidance, acting on the guidance, to be winding down, to be creating more space, and to be letting go of all of the things that no longer serve us. Now, I did also indicate that this is the last month of this decade. And so there is definitely a sense here that I'm not just talking about letting go of the last few weeks. For many of us, we are really letting go of the past decade. And so for me, you know, you've listened to me graciously all year talk about the book, which really has been many, many, many years in the making. But the journey, my journey that I share in the book is over 10 years from the time where I left that last PR job until the time that the book made it out into the world and onto shelves, that there was a massive 10-year cycle for me. I was speaking with a dear friend of mine just a few, well, quite a few weeks ago by the time this goes to air. And she too was talking about the changes of the last decade. And a lot of her story mirrored my own. And it got me thinking, and it's also something I've seen with a number of the clients I've seen this year, and particularly in the last few weeks, that there is a punctuation mark, a full stop, an ending, a completion that is coming, that is far beyond the end of this year. There are wrapping up of loose ends, and that in itself is restorative. One of the things that I have done is I've made a list of all of my loose ends. I haven't wanted to start new projects. You guys have heard that I've really been winding down in November and really just not starting anything new, clearing the decks, creating more space. And so I had made a list of all of the loose ends. And actually, to begin with, it was quite a long list. And so it was no wonder that I was so tired, because energetically I had all of these open channels, all of these things, all of these loops that I had left open. And so one of the ways that we're actually able to restore is by going back and plugging up or disconnecting a lot of the energy leaks. And so that may be perhaps tidying off loose ends before you might take a summer holiday or a Christmas holiday or whatever holiday you may or may not observe. There is something here around definitely tidying off the year, but more than that, in tidying off the decade. What are we shedding? What do we want to let go of? What do we want to really trust we don't need to carry with us into the next decade and into the next year? So there are some really, I guess I would call them completion energies here, and that restoration comes when things are complete. In our modern world, there are so many things that never actually get completed. There is never an off button or an off switch, where because of things like our devices and a 24-hour news cycle, there is no off. I often will think back to my university days for a number of different reasons, but one that I've been pondering lately is that there was something really interesting. I mean, obviously at the time I had no real responsibilities. I mean, I was in a relationship at the time, but I certainly wasn't married. I wasn't living with my partner. I was single for all intents and purposes. No kids. At this stage, I was just studying and I had a part-time job and I lived with my parents for most of my uni. And so there was this freedom that came in what I would almost call this kind of portfolio lifestyle. And there is something as this new decade begins that feels somewhat reminiscent of that time, where there is a freedom, where there is maybe multiple passions or multiple. So like I will often think, well, I had my part-time job and I had my boyfriend and I lived at home with not a lot of responsibility and I was studying, but you know, I was very academic. I worked really hard at uni, but really it wasn't as stressful as I thought it was at the time. So there's something here about the perspective that we're going to have of this decade, and also the shifting perspective as we're starting to move into the next year and certainly into the next decade. There is something here in the balance of things, and that this restoration is actually about tidying off anywhere that became out of balance, where maybe we did get too serious, or maybe we did work too hard, or maybe we've neglected our bodies or our health, or we've neglected relationships, or we've delayed something for long enough. So there is something in trusting this restoration process, and, you know, I'm seeing it clairvoyantly, like plugging up a bucket or removing these like drain pipes, basically, as we remove them and we plug up the sieve, that our energy restores. And it means that we start the new year and this new decade far more vital, far more whole, far more full, with so much more to offer. So, as I said, I'm recording this in late October, and I anticipate, even just with a few weeks between now and whenever I sit down at my microphone again, that there will most definitely have been a restoration and most definitely have been some new energy and new ideas about the direction of the podcast moving forward. Chances are I will pop in again with some sort of insight or information. So do keep an eye on socials, on my newsletter, all that kind of thing. But in the anticipation that I really will not step back in for a period, I also want to give you a quick, very quick, little insight into each of the weeks for December. And what I would actually invite you to do is to take time this month to, rather than have the weekly forecast from me, is to really feel into each of these weekly themes for yourself. So the cards for each week. So this week, the theme is explore. So this card is usually about exploring our options, exploring the situations, exploring our inner world. It's really about gathering information, gathering experiences and ideas and insight. There is something very restorative about such explorations. And the image on this card is a woman essentially climbing a tree. So there is also a reference here to be spending time in nature and exploring the outdoors. And so this can be very restorative. Remember, we're trusting the restoration this month, that it is safe for us to be unwinding, slowing down, despite what is typically a very busy time of year. And so how does exploring turn up for you in this week? What do you want to explore? How do you want to explore? And can you create time for that exploration this week? So then the following week, which is the week of December 9 to 15, the card is creativity. So creative expression, creativity, not necessarily artistically, although that's one expression of our creativity, but it's not necessarily about finding new ways to create, but how do we bring a creative flavor to the activities already before us? Can we create in new ways? And I talk about this in the book. I didn't even plan these cards, but there is certainly a reference, and you already know that our expression unblocks our channels. And I also talk about, you know, when we're having fun, when we are creating for the sake of creativity rather than the output or whatever it is that we're trying to create, that it allows us to be lost in the moment. It is very hard for us to really ruminate on the past or to be worried about the future when we are truly present in this moment. And when we get lost in a creative pursuit, maybe it is painting or singing or dancing, it may be writing, it could be cooking, it could be actually the exploration of the week prior. When we are creating for the sheer enjoyment of creating, we are actually tapping into the same restorative energy that this month is asking us to tap into. So can we trust, can we put aside time for our creativity? Now the next card for what would be the week of December 16 to 22 is Inner Child. So this card is usually a reminder to connect in with our own inner child, to the innocent, playful, very childlike, curious part of ourselves that once saw the world through a child's eyes. Are we able to tap into that? Are we able to tune into our inner child? Now, remember, the theme for the month is trust and restore. So what might it take for us to trust our inner child and to trust what our inner child needs in order to restore? What is here underneath the surface? And if we connect with our inner child, he or she is likely to tell us exactly what she needs in this moment to nourish her. I do have an inner child meditation. I'm just trying to remember if it's actually available on my website or if it's only available in Connected, which is my self-guided program. Would actually be a perfect way of restoring because it connects you to yourself and to your intuition and spirit and certainly to your inner child also. But if the meditation is floating around, it may just be that you want to spend some time with that inner child and really connect with her and what she needs. The inner child can sometimes also point to a literal pregnancy. Now, of course, I'm doing this reading for the collective, and so I don't anticipate that every listener is going to fall pregnant. That would be kind of bizarre if that was the case. But on the back of the messaging in November, there's certainly new beginnings. I was talking a lot about conception and creativity and fertility. And so this card is really just harking back to that message and reminding us that our inner creations, our inner pregnancy, even if that is birthing ideas into the world, could be quite rich and ripe during this week. And then the last week of 2019, and therefore the last week or the last full week of the decade, is the Life Lessons card. Now, it's quite curious to me that this card turns up in this position because it's quite a weighty card. It is a reminder that we are always learning and that the lessons that we are learning go hand in hand with the purpose that we are here to impart in any given moment. And so many of the lessons throughout December around trusting, around restoring, around using activities like exploring and creating and connecting to our inner childlike wisdom is the lesson. And that as we're putting these punctuation marks on this year and perhaps even this decade, we are really asked to do so with lightheartedness, with curiosity, with a childlike sense of wonder and miraculous enthusiasm. And that can we see how all of life has been working for us? And actually, it brings this really overwhelming sense of emotion, which I haven't had on the podcast for a little while. There was a stage where there were a lot of emotions coming up in the podcast, but here it is to close out 2019. And so there is a sense that there is, like I've been saying, this sense of completion, this sense of forgiveness and perception of ourselves as children of the universe. We don't need to have all the answers. We don't need to know every single step. And we certainly are not responsible to everyone else. We are responsible to our souls. We are responsible to our path, our journey. And sometimes that means being self-responsible to the restoration physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. As I've said, December and the holidays that it brings can sometimes be a tough time for people. And if you fall into that camp, you are loved. And remember that perhaps the best way that you can restore and take care of yourself is by seeing yourself as a child in need of love and care and respite yourself. So, It has been such a thrill to bring the Guided Collective podcast to life this year. I've got a sense from spirit that in the space that I am creating, in the restoration that I so desperately need, and in the time I'm going to be taking for myself, my health, my family, that there is something else coming for this podcast, and I'm really open to exploring it and connecting with the soul of this podcast and what is next. When I started recording it at the beginning of this year, it was while I think I had just finished my manuscript. And so, you know, Spirit really wanted me to unlock my channels. Spirit was trying to get me to communicate and show up and be present in new ways. And it has certainly achieved that for me. I have been really, really humbled and grateful to see all of the downloads. At last count, we were at about 25,000 downloads for the podcast, which is thrilling and exciting. So thank you, all of you, for tuning in, for your reviews and your ratings on iTunes this year. It's really meant a lot to me, all of the emails and the messages that you've been sending, and of course your feedback. So yes, I am thankful. Thank you for being here. Thank you for identifying yourself as one of the Guided Collective, for identifying that you too are here to live from a place of truth and alignment and to follow what is in your heart. And sometimes that requires us to do things that feel scary and uncomfortable and illogical. But you are never, ever alone. So I wish you a very happy end of year. I wish you happy holidays. And I very much look forward to tuning into the energies of 2020 and sharing them with you really soon. Are you longing to become connected? Are you ready to connect to yourself, your intuition, spirit, and soul? Then my new program, Connected, is perfect for you. It's a self-guided, self-paced exploration that will reconnect you to your path and purpose. To find out more, visit helenjacobs.co.